As the Florida delegate debacle continues, one Tampa man is trying single-handedly to fix the problem. WMNF's Ariel Stevenson reports.
Two grounds. One is a violation of the equal protection rights of the citizens of the state of Florida, and particularly Mr. DeMaio, and second is a violation of the Civil Rights Act.
The Civil Rights Act of 1964 states that no federally funded organization can discriminate based on race. What Steinberg and DeMaio discovered was that Democratic primaries in Nevada and South Carolina were allowed to occur before the window of other primaries because of their racial demographics, specifically African Americans and Latinos. As a supporter of affirmative action, Steinberg says this is an unusual stance for him to take.
Now, as a Democrat, I support affirmative action. And this is kind of an uncomfortable position for me because I'm taking the position that the Democratic National Committee is violating the Civil Rights Act because they tried to use affirmative action to establish diversity among the states that are running or that are voting in the presidential primary election. So this is an interesting dilemma for me and for Mr. DeMaio, because basically we have a Supreme Court that we probably will end up in front of if it's a close election. I think it's that important that the state of Florida voters, their votes in the primary election on January 29th be counted and our delegates be seated.
If they lose the appeal, Steinberg has a backup plan to use Rule 11, which would take the case out of circuit courts and move it immediately to the Supreme Court.
We're not going to have a lot of time before the nominating convention, but there is a Supreme Court rule. It's called Rule 11, where if there's a case of national importance or significance, they can take the case out of the 11th Circuit and move it right up to the Supreme Court. For instance, well, remember Gore versus Bush. That case moved along pretty quickly. My prediction is that if Hillary wins Pennsylvania and Indiana, loses North Carolina, wins West Virginia, Kentucky, it's probably going to go to the convention, and that this case could make the difference between whether she gets the nomination or whether Obama gets the nomination.
Tom Greer, a member of Tiger Bay who identified himself as a card-carrying Republican, asked DeMaio to what extent was Howard Dean involved in the decision not to seat Florida delegates.
You know, Howard Dean is the titular head of the Democratic Party, but just like the Republican Party has the board of directors, like the DNC is more or less the board of directors of the Democratic Party, the RNC is the board of directors of the Republican Party. They're the ones who really run the show. He's the head, he's the guy you see on TV, he's the mouthpiece and the spokesperson. And I'm not saying he's without blame, but this was voted on by the entire Democratic National Committee. That's where the rules emanate from. The Republican Party, your card-carrying party, members, they do the exact same thing on the other side to say we have the right to associate with who we want to. And they've been very successful. They've been very successful so far, knocking us down.
Adult entrepreneur, perpetual candidate, and Barack Obama supporter Joe Redner told WMNF that he thinks that with or without DeMaio, Florida's delegates will get sat in August.
I think it was a nice presentation. I think it's a moot question. I don't think it really matters whether he wins or loses. I think they're going to seat the delegates anyway.
As far as elections go, where things stand right now with the candidates in the Democratic Party, who do you foresee as getting the nomination?
I'm going to vote for Barack Obama.
Ann Drake, who's the finance chair for the Pinellas County DEC, says that seating of Florida's delegates will make an impact one way or another.
It will be resolved some way, somehow. We don't know. We don't know. There's too many complicating factors. There's too many people involved, and it will settle out, but I don't know how, and it's always worth the fight.
Mr. DeMaio's calculations were definitely favorable towards Senator Clinton. Who do you think that is going to get the nomination?
That's the question of the day, isn't it? Anybody can put the calculations any way they want and make the numbers say what they want. I think part of it has to do with certainly the seating of the delegates and where that comes down. I mean, clearly Mr. DeMaio added that in. I mean, you can make those numbers add up. But are Michigan delegates and Florida delegates going to be added in the way he added them? Unlikely.
WMNF spoke to Vic DeMaio after the meeting. He says the real reason he and Michael Steinberg filed the suit was not a partisan one.
First of all, we filed this not because of Hillary Clinton, not because of Barack Obama, because we were bent out of shape because the Florida votes weren't counted. That's why. That's really the reason. You know, this is a very small window, and, you know, it's exciting. It's, you know, it's killing everybody now as everybody wants finality. This is like watching an episode of Lost. You're going to have to stay tuned and wait to see what happens, because I have no earthly idea what's going to happen.